Something strange happened in American society over the past two decades. Walk into any boardroom, flip through any marketing presentation, scroll through any brand's social media, and you'll notice the same phenomenon. Everyone is trying to act young. This isn't just about companies chasing a demographic. It's about an entire generation rewiring the rules of how we live, work, spend money, and define success. Millennials didn't just grow up with the internet. They became the first generation to treat technology as an extension of themselves rather than a tool to be mastered. That fundamental difference changed everything. Over 80 million strong, they've transformed from a target market into a cultural force that dictates how all of us interact with the world, regardless of age. For centuries, status was simple. You displayed what you owned. Ancient Chinese officials wore specific caps to signal rank. Modern Americans bought Cadillacs and country club memberships. Throughout the 1990s and early 2000s, hip-hop culture turbocharged this obsession with material status. When Run-DMC name-dropped Adidas or Ludacris rapped about Escalades, suburban teenagers lined up to buy the same brands. A Von Dutch trucker hat worn by Justin Timberlake at a Grammy afterparty could spark a nationwide 100-plus fashion trend overnight. Logos weren't just fashion. They were armor, identity, aspiration. Then 2008 hit. As parents watched retirement accounts evaporate and homes go underwater, flaunting designer logos suddenly felt tone-deaf. Corporate rants began representing something darker, a crumbling empire built on corruption and excess. But rather than simply abandoning materialism, young people invented something entirely new. They replaced status symbols with status updates. The shift wasn't subtle. Instead of saving for a luxury car, they'd rather book a trip to Iceland. Rather than buying designer handbags, they'd invest in festival tickets and artisan coffee experiences they could photograph and share. The new currency wasn't what you owned, it was what you'd done, where you'd been, and how many people witnessed it online. When Instagram launched in 2010, it captured a cultural shift perfectly. Within 2 years, Facebook paid $1 billion for a company with just 8 employees, validation of how desperately people wanted to curate and share experiences. Consider Mission Peak in Fremont, California. Once quiet, it's now mobbed by visitors trekking primarily for summit selfies. This phenomenon, called Difty, did it for the Instagram, reveals how experiences are now valued for how they appear to others rather than how they feel. When Chris Martin asked a Coldplay audience to put phones away, people actually watched the show, experiencing the music directly rather than through a screen. Businesses understanding this shift are thriving. Whole Foods' Brooklyn location features Instagram-worthy displays and a rooftop greenhouse. Nightlife venues like Tao and Marquee create visually stunning experiences, generating nearly $100 million annually. Fitness brands like SoulCycle and Barry's Bootcamp offer immersive experiences with candlelight, curated playlists, and belonging that make people return and share online. Home ownership among young adults has plunged nearly 20% over three decades, while driver's licenses have fallen below 70% for the first time since 1963. The American dream isn't dying from unaffordability. Young people are actively rejecting it. Why own a car when Uber arrives in minutes? Why buy a house when Airbnb lets you live anywhere? Airbnb began in 2007 when two roommates rented out air mattresses to pay rent. Today, it operates in 200 countries with over 500,000 listings. And on any given night in major cities, more people stay in Airbnb rooms than in all hotels combined. Uber has transformed transportation so thoroughly that urban car ownership feels increasingly absurd. One UC Berkeley study revealed that a single shared car results in lost auto sales exceeding $270,000. This peer-to-peer revolution extends everywhere: dog watching, home massages, even bartering through platforms like Yurdel. The economic model is simple. Access beats ownership. Why burden yourself with possessions when you can have exactly what you need precisely when you need it? Forward-thinking companies recognize this shift. Ford offers discounts to Uber drivers, while IKEA partnered with Airbnb to let customers sleep overnight in their Sydney store. After decades of suburban flight, millennials are flooding back into cities, drawn by walkability, experiences, and sharing economy alignment. Corporate America followed. 200 Fortune 500 companies now headquarter in major cities, with others establishing urban innovation hubs to attract talent. Brooklyn exemplifies this transformation. As Manhattan prices soared, young people crossed the Brooklyn Bridge, doubling property values within a decade. Dumbo, once industrial wasteland, now houses 25% of New York's tech firms. The gentrification pattern is predictable. Artists discover affordable areas, boutiques follow, developers convert buildings, tech startups arrive, corporate chains move in, original residents get priced out. Dense urban communities possess remarkable mobilization power. The Arab Spring and Ferguson protests showed how digital networks organize massive movements. This collective intelligence extends into commerce through crowdsourcing. When GE needed to redesign jet engine brackets, they hosted a $7,000 contest, receiving over 1,000 entries, ultimately selecting a young Indonesian engineer's design that reduced weight from 5 pounds to 0.72 pounds. Kickstarter has channeled nearly $1.5 billion into over 75,000 successfully funded projects, pure democracy, where crowds decide what deserves to exist. The era of lifetime employment has ended. Today, 53 million Americans, over one-third of the workforce, freelance, contributing $700 billion to the economy. Millennials lead at 38% participation. Corporate loyalty incentives have vanished. Traditional pensions are nearly extinct. 401k matching has decreased, and workers with traditional benefits have dropped below 20%. The free agent economy offers diversified income, flexible schedules, and direct skill monetization. LinkedIn accelerated this shift by enabling everyone to market themselves as a brand through professional profiles. TaskRabbit exemplifies this transformation. Founded in 2008, it connects taskers with people needing services. Remarkably, 70% of providers hold bachelor's degrees and 20% have master's degrees, educated professionals choosing flexibility over traditional employment. The marketplace increasingly rewards hyper-specialization. Deep niche expertise commands premium value. Yet, humans still crave connection. WeWork exploded to 25 U.S. locations, housing 2,500 businesses within 4 years, reaching $5 billion valuation. For $350 monthly, freelancers get workspace and communal services like healthcare, the community and resources corporations once offered. It's independence with infrastructure, freedom with fellowship. The challenge for companies? Attracting innovative free agents while offering stability without stifling creativity. With $1.2 trillion in student debt burdening 40 million Americans and degrees no longer guaranteeing jobs, young people are questioning traditional education. The success of college dropouts like Zuckerberg, Gates, Jobs, and Musk amplifies this doubt, making life hacking, finding innovative shortcuts to success, a cultural philosophy. Online education is disrupting the traditional model. Harvard and MIT offer MOOCs to millions globally. Platforms like Skillshare and Codecademy provide job-focused training at a fraction of university costs. General Assembly offers specialized classes in technology and entrepreneurship. Major companies like GE and Wharton send employees there for training. Smart companies are creating their own talent pipelines. Programs like RepNation allow college students to become campus marketing representatives for Fortune 500 brands, gaining hands-on experience textbooks can't provide. Microsoft, Coca-Cola, Ford, and Nike use such programs to connect with future talent while giving participants real-world skills. The 1960s family gathered around one television. Today, only the Super Bowl reliably draws 100-plus million viewers simultaneously. With young people time-shifting 46% of programming and skipping commercials, live sports remain the only way to reach massive audiences at once. Yet, even the Super Bowl faces challenges. During the 2012 Superdome blackout, Oreo's Dunk in the Dark tweet garnered 525 million impressions with zero media budget, proving creativity and timing could outperform million-dollar ad buys. YouTube democratized fame. In social news feeds, your honeymoon photos compete directly with Nike's campaigns. The playing field is level. Digital celebrities like Michelle Phan transformed from college students to multimedia entrepreneurs, building audiences rivaling traditional media. Technology transformed storytelling itself. Phone calls are dying because they limit users to one conversation, while young people build multiple stories simultaneously using images, emojis, and GIFs. Stories never hang up, there's never a busy signal, and they're truly multimedia. This generation craves ephemeral storytelling, messages told, heard, and vanished instantly. Having witnessed the 2008 collapse, they distrust institutions and want full content control. Snapchat emerged as their primary tool, with 100 million monthly users, 71% under 25, surpassing telephone, email, and texting. The appeal? Communication without consequences, expression without permanence, connection without commitment. Brands must recognize storytelling as integral to success. Product differentiation is minimal. Most cars have excessive features. Most skincare products contain identical ingredients. Real differentiation comes from stories that connect emotionally. According to Nielsen, 92% of consumers want advertising that feels like a story. The ultimate goal is creating shareable content. With billions of daily social posts, algorithms determine visibility. The universal rule, more engagement equals more visibility. The most successful organizations share one trait, an inspiring brand story embedded in their DNA. In a landscape where people follow individuals rather than companies, brands must transform into living personas. It's no longer about logos. It's about direct, authentic communication that sounds human. We stand at a remarkable inflection point. Youth culture hasn't just influenced society, it has become society. Millennial values now set the standard for how all of us live, work, and consume. The shift from ownership to access, status symbols to experiences, corporate loyalty to free agency, mass media to personal brands, these are interconnected threads of a larger transformation. The question isn't whether your business or life will be affected, it's whether you'll resist or embrace these changes. Standing still is moving backward. The future belongs to those who understand we're all living in Youth Nation now, and the only way forward is to learn its language, adopt its values, and tell stories worth sharing.